because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet. You're listening to the roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The Denver Nuggets are moving on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. They eliminated the Trailblazers last night in Game 6 in Portland with a 126-115 win behind 36 points from MVP candidate Nikola Jokic. They'll face the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference semifinals. That series will begin on Monday night. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office is searching for an inmate who escaped last night from the Colorado Plains Medical Center. Chaz Jesse Gilbert Contreras, age 29, was last seen running south on Grant Street from the hospital's emergency department after escaping wearing his orange jail uniform. Contreras was being held on multiple charges, including burglary, vehicular eluding, criminal mischief, theft, driving under suspension, and leaving the scene of an accident. The state's plan to pay people to get back to work has attracted the interest and action of thousands of Coloradans so far.
The state labor department says nearly 5,500 people have filed new claims under the Jumpstart program as of Tuesday. The state created it to pay unemployed Coloradans who get and then keep a new job. So far, nothing's been paid. The first payment goes out after folks are back at it for 4 weeks, then the second half after 8 weeks of work. Those who jumped into Jumpstart before the 29th of May will pick up a total of $1,600, but if you get that job between now and June 26th, you still get an extra $1,200. I'm Jim Williams.
A plan costing more than $5 billion to get Colorado's infrastructure on track is headed to Governor Jared Polis's desk. That bill includes a lot of fees being assessed to Coloradans, which some say skirt closely along the confines of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which prohibits new taxes without taxpayer approval. They'll add 27 cents to every food delivery. A 2-cent gas tax will take effect next year and increase by a penny every year until 2030. Uber and Lyft will also have a new fee of up to 30 cents per trip. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
You protect yourself, your family, and the environment when you safely dispose of your unused or expired medications. The Colorado Household Medication Take-Back Program is available to residents and visitors for the safe disposal of medications. For the list of pharmacies or police departments providing a drop box for safe disposal of your medications, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. This message is sponsored by the Colorado Department Public Health and Environment's Medication Take-Back Program. TakeMedSeriously.org.
Are you part of Colorado's dirty little secret? Did you know that Colorado ranks lower than comparable states for recycling? You can help. Recycling valuable material, like glass bottles and jars, creates jobs here in Colorado and protects our wild places. Take the pledge, no glass in the trash, at erasethewasteco.org. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
The Bible says, you shall not murder. And everyone knows abortion is murder, right? But the pro-life industry tells us it's not murder. If the baby's heartbeat can't be heard, it's not murder if you wait 3 days, or if the abortionist has the proper paperwork on file with the state. But it is murder. Join Colorado Right to Life and act to stop abortion now and to end it for all time. Search Colorado Right to Life right now to find out how. That's Colorado Right to Life right now.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Colorado Front Range News Hour. Catch my show with co-host Brian here on KHNC 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Open Forum right here on 1360 AM KHNC. I'm Glenn Tate, the co-host of Prepping 2.0, which is a show heard every Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on 1360 AM. I'm so glad you can be here to listen today. I should remind folks that the video edition of the show is available to Patreon supporters of the Prepping 2.0 show, and details on that is available at prepping2-0.com, and then you hit the big red or orange. There's a debate whether it's red or orange. We'll go reddish-orangish button labeled Patreon, and you can find out all about that. What is the topic today? Glad you ask. I have this thing where if I'm going to ask you to listen for an hour, and because your time is valuable, I like to tell you what we're going to talk about. Because if it's something you don't want to hear about, you can do other stuff with your hour. So, in respect for your time, I tell you what the topic is. Two-parter that is related to each other, and that is it cowardly abandoning a blue state if you move from a blue state because you're not, quote, staying to fight and change the blue state? And secondarily, all the reasons to relocate to a red state. Just so folks know, Shelby and I, my wife and the co-host of Prepping 2.0, we are moving, relocating from Washington State to Montana, and we are very steeped in the topic of relocating, and so more on that in a moment. First of all, those of you watching on the video feed probably have noticed I'm not in the chemotherapy infusion center like I often am on every other Friday. Quick little note about that. Last Friday, they stuck a needle in the wrong vein and started filling it up with fluid, and I had my jugular vein bulging out. If you've ever had more pressure in your jugular vein was designed to accommodate, it's a really awful feeling, and I don't know what the burst strength of a jugular vein is, but it felt like we were getting pretty close. So I said, hey, guys, let's stop this right now. I almost swore, sorry. It was mental swearing, not actual verbal swearing. So they stopped, and I got to spend all day in the ER, and they did a bunch of tests and scans and stuck me with a bunch of needles, and they didn't know what was wrong. Turns out it appears the hypothesis, a fancy scientific word, is that they stuck it in the wrong vein. So now my chemotherapy schedule is a little bit off, which means I can do the show from the Prepping 2.0 studios. You can see that on the video if you're watching on video. And the sound quality is very good because the internet connection is magnificent here. So that's that. So when we talk about moving from blue states to red states, I want to say one thing right off the bat because I don't want to alienate a lot of good people out there. And that is this. I understand that not everybody can relocate to a red state. There are family issues and there are pension issues sometimes that prevent you from moving. And that's okay. Taking care of your family and also taking care of your family by being financially responsible, and if you're a public employee, you know, getting into a pension that's going to be good for you the rest of your life are very valid. So I don't want to ever come across, and Shelby and I talk about this, we never want to come across as like, well, everybody cool is moving to a red state. Why aren't you moving to a red state? No, no, no. Life is way more complicated than that. So if you're one of those folks, and the majority of you are listening in Colorado, which is a blue state, you're listening in a red part of a blue state, which is an important variant in all of this. You've probably been thinking about moving to a red state. Wyoming's pretty close. It's a pretty amazingly awesome state. Nebraska, too, actually, depending on where you're listening in the KHNC audience radius. The radius of coolness, as I like to call the broadcasting area of this radio station. You've been thinking about moving to a red state. You're not being scolded here, okay? Because we get it. Shelby and I were in a position, for a variety of reasons that don't really matter, we were unable to move to a red state for a number of years. And so we get it. So that's point number one. So point number two is, in about the first half or so of this show, I'm going to demolish this argument that I've been getting lately from people who don't know me very well, saying that we're, quote, abandoning our blue state, and it's, quote, cowardly, and we should, quote, stand and fight and not move to a red state. And if you're considering moving to a red state, or even if you're not, it's a pretty interesting topic why that is an absolutely absurd argument to make. And I'm going to tear that apart. And then, as I say, if we have time, we'll describe why, if you possibly can, you should really strongly consider relocating to a red state. The stakes are high. This is not a time to goof around. I wouldn't have been saying this 2 years ago, because quite honestly, the stakes weren't as high. They are now. So let's jump into it. The first topic. Idiots who say you're abandoning your blue state. This started with a post I put up on Facebook. Glenn Tate's the Facebook thing, and you can also go Prepping 2.0 radio show and podcast and find us there on Facebook. And this guy who lives in Washington State, and he's this millennial guy. And by the way, I'm not making fun of all millennials, but I am making fun of this guy. His name's Adam, so you're going to hear me refer to Adam. And I just recorded a video bonus show for Patreon supporters in which we don't have the FCC or KHNC's, standards at issue. And I could say bad words. I will not be saying bad words on KHNC. I will attempt my very best to refer to Adam as a jackalope. So Adam the jackalope, after I posted this thing, and it was a picture of the Space Needle in Seattle with this giant homeless camp underneath it. And by homeless, I mean drug addict. And I said, this is one of the reasons, you know, we're leaving. Seattle used to be so amazing. It's really gone to pot, no pun intended. And his response to that was, well, I guess you'll have to wait until the other side of the break to hear what his response was and why it set me off so much.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit WarriorsRevolution.com. That's WarriorsRevolution.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house, I keep them in my truck. I guess it's in my blood, I was gonna carry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I am Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show, and we're talking about this absurd argument that if you relocate from a blue state to a red state, you're, quote, abandoning your blue state, and you need to, quote, stay and fight. This all started when I posted on Facebook a picture of the Space Needle with a giant druggy homeless camp underneath it, and I made the point, geez, Seattle used to be awesome, now it's not, we're moving to Montana. And this guy named Adam, millennial guy, and I looked on his profile. He's a big fan of craft beers and motorcycles. That's about the extent of his, from what I can tell, his purpose in life. And I'm going to make a lot of fun of Adam, and it's not personal. I didn't even know the guy's last name. He actually removed his post because I said, are you serious, when he said what he said that I'll mention in a moment. And mentioned that I really don't like this whole idea that we're cowards and that we're abandoning our state and that it's somehow bad to move to a red state. I feel very, very strongly about this for reasons you'll hear about. Unusually strong because I have unusual reasons that I think are kind of interesting. I think you will too. So his comment was, well, blank you for abandoning your state. Abandoning my state. And I said, are you serious? And that's when he withdrew it because people started putting up little things with a little popcorn emoji. They're like, oh, this is going to be good. Glenn's going to rip him up. And that's what I'm doing on this show. Adam's probably not listening, but that's okay because he provided the perfect setting for addressing this. Because if you are thinking about moving to a red state, at one level or another, you're going to have to confront this idea that you're abandoning your blue state, which I'll presume is Colorado, given the demographics of folks that are listening. Although people are listening on the internet all over the world, really. But I'll kind of keep it Colorado-focused. Well, Adam, the intellectual giant that you are with your craft beers and your motorcycles, I'd like to make a few points. Number one, unless you are 100% Indian, you or your parents or your grandparents came from another state. So somebody in your family, unless you're 100% Indian, and that's very, very rare nowadays, somebody in your family, including maybe you, quote, abandoned a state and moved to where you are now. So don't make it sound like you've lived here since 2000 BC, my friend, because you haven't. That's number one. Here's number two. I don't belong to the state of Washington. I'm not property of the state of Washington. There's no W branded on my arm that says I'm a cow, and I somehow I'm owned by the state of Washington. You know what? It's actually the exact opposite, Adam, because I know they don't teach civics anymore in high school, so you probably didn't know this. The state that I'm in works for me. I say I need some roads paved and I need some law enforcement and a court system and a couple other things. Here's some tax money. You guys go do it. See, government works for people in this country. I know we haven't seen much of that lately. I grant you that. I grant you that it's inverted right now. Okay, I can understand in your short lifespan, Sonny, Adam, that you have not seen people actually being in control of their government. So I'm going to give you a bit of a break on this one, my friend. But I do not belong to the state of Washington or any other state. In fact, I can go to a state that suits me better. I'm the boss. I am the employer, and the state is the employee. Where do I come up with this besides the fact that it's been my life experience? Well, Adam, I know you're not an intellectual wizard, but and again, you've been hampered in your life by having a really incomplete public education, I'm guessing. So here you go, buddy. The Federalist Papers, you may have heard of them. They're from the 1880s, and they were cases in the Anti-Federalist Papers, cases for and against ratifying the Constitution. There's a lot of background about why the Constitution is structured the way it is that are in the Federalist Papers. And quite honestly, Adam, I'm not going to spend the time looking it up because you're not worth any of my time. So I didn't give you a citation to the actual Federalist Paper, like number 43 or whatever. But I'll tell you this, buddy. The Federalist Papers are really clear that one of the awesome features of the federal system that they were advocating is that if one state and state powers, if one state is not going to be free enough, people can vote with their feet. Have you heard that phrase before? That's exactly what's going on en masse in this country right now. People can vote with their feet and go to a state that's more free or more suitable to them. I guess people could move to states that are more restrictive if they really love being bossed around and taxed too much. I guess you could do that too. The point is, Adam, you may not know this, but our constitutional system, one of the foundations is the idea that people can move among the states to be happy. I know that's shocking to you because it's a lot easier to get on Facebook and flippantly say, well, blank you for abandoning your state. But buddy, there's a lot more to this topic than you may know, and that's what this show is all about because folks out there need to hear this too. Here's another fact that Adam doesn't know because I don't know him from Adam. That's hilarious. I just made that up. That was an unplanned joke. I don't know this guy, by the way. And his name happens to be Adam, and that happens to be like the phrase, I don't know you from Adam. Anyway, Adam, who I don't know, you don't know all the stuff for the past 20 years that Shelby and I have done in the political arena and, in my case, in the legal arena to fight for freedom in the states of Washington and, in Shelby's case, Oregon. I have devoted my life to conservative causes as a litigator and as a lobbyist, and I've been involved in politics. I've done a lot of stuff, policy making, at two think tanks, actually, to try to come up with good policies the state of Washington can adopt. I try to elect people. In the past, I did to try to adopt them. And I've been involved in lawsuits to force the state of Washington to do good and commonsensical things. This has come at an enormous cost, Adam, that you wouldn't know about. And that is, in the state of Washington, in the legal community, I am unemployable. Why is that? Because the entire legal community is liberal to one degree or another. I am shunned. I am outcast. As I went through my career and I stayed a conservative as the rest of the state turned very, very liberal, it was like a funnel pointed downward. My job opportunities kept getting narrower and narrower and narrower until finally, where I'm at now, I'm unemployable in the legal community in Washington State because, Adam, I tried for 28 years now to fix Washington because I wanted to save Washington from itself. And guess what? Washington didn't want to be saved. It apparently likes the socialism, at least it does in the short term. Shelby is in roughly the same boat. She's been a political activist and done political things and think tank things. And she's had a very nasty union, not the nice postal service kind of union, but a very nasty union come to her house and remind her that they're not happy with her. This union has a track record of violence. On that same note, Adam, you may not know this, Shelby and I have been doxxed by Antifa. What does that mean? Doxing is putting out your personal information. They have found out where we live, and they have let us know, not very subtly at all, that it would be maybe a good idea to not be in Washington State. Here's why it matters. Is there Antifa in Montana? Theoretically, I guess, like four people probably in Antifa in Montana. But in Washington State, and let's roll the video from last summer, Antifa or BLM or any other group of lunatics can get away with anything. They are not prosecutable. They are immune from prosecution. They might get arrested and booked and fingerprinted, and then they're let go. people who have nothing to fear from the law have threatened us and know where we live. Is it cowardly to leave? I don't know. Is watching your house burn down something that's awesome when you can move a couple hundred miles and not have to deal with this? Yeah, I don't know. Call me a coward. I really don't care. Adam, your opinion means nothing to me. And anybody else out there that thinks it's cowardly to move from a blue state to a red state, your opinion not only doesn't matter to me, quite the opposite. I'm going to drop what I'm doing and give you about a 45-minute evisceration of your terrible argument with facts and logic. So you're going to have to deal with that. Bottom line, Shelby and I have done our duty more than virtually anyone else I know in those. Only a handful of people that have fought it out and suffered the consequences like she and I have for this state that doesn't want to be saved from itself. So there you go, Adam. This is not a flippant thing that I'm just picking up and leaving. It must be hard for you, Adam, with your craft beer and motorcycle priorities in life to understand deep commitment and 20-plus years of fighting for something and never winning and having a huge toll on you. Because, Adam, I don't think you have any big tolls on you for your lifestyle. I think you just are kind of cruising along with everybody else, and you don't understand what it's like to be a social and business outcast and have people threatening your lives. I'm certainly not threatening your life, Adam. I wish you a wonderful life in the state of Washington. More on that in a moment. Here's another thing that people like Adam don't understand. There's no fixing places, blue states, deep blue states, like Washington and Oregon and California. I don't know that much about Colorado, to be quite honest. Maybe it's fixable. I have no opinion on that since I don't know. It's another personality trait I have. If I don't know something, I admit it. It's kind of served me well in life. Adam, you might want to pay attention to that. You may benefit from that. There's no fixing this state. How do we know this? Well, Shelby and I have been deeply involved in political, legal, and policy matters in those two states for decades. And there's only a handful of people who can speak with the same authority that we have. Washington and Oregon cannot be fixed, period. And if you want to have a two-hour discussion on why, happy to do it offline. But I'm telling you guys, we know what we're talking about. This place is unfixable. We stayed here for a very long time when a bunch of people were telling us to leave because we kept trying to fix the place. So there's that point. Here's another thing, Adam. This is in the Declaration of Independence, so you may not have read it. There's this little thing called the Pursuit of Happiness. It's baked into our Constitution. It's part of the foundation of this country. We get to pursue happiness, my friend, as long as we don't hurt other people, obviously. And so our pursuit, Shelby and my pursuit of happiness, involves leaving, which is a nice segue into this next point. How does us moving from Washington State hurt anyone? I guess Washington gets 0.00001% more blue by two of us not being here. But as previously mentioned, there's nothing we can do for this state anyway, so why stay? How does it hurt anybody? In fact, I think it kind of helps people because now there's one more house that's on the market here that some liberals can buy and turn, you know, and live their liberal fantasy world utopia. So I guess we're not hurting anybody, Adam. So why are you so opposed to us, quote, abandoning our blue state? Clinging to a blue state and putting all your loyalty into current state boundaries is slavish behavior. Slavish, or slavish, as I've heard it pronounced, is not a word you hear very often. It means slave-like, having the mentality of a slave. And that's exactly what the liberals want, Adam. They want people like you, who are, I guess, nominal. I saw my Facebook post, you're a friend of somebody who's a conservative. They want people like you to just say, well, the state boundaries define my options. By golly, I can't cross a state boundary. The liberals want you, few hardworking taxpayers left behind, to obediently stay there and fund their liberal spending spree. You, Adam, and people like you are tax slaves. You exist for one reason. The liberals allow you to exist because they make money from you. And secondarily, they also get some cool photo ops out of it, speaking politically, Adam, because you don't apparently understand politics, so I'm going to break it down for you, buddy. The liberals get to do photo ops with guys like you in like duck hunter jackets with, you know, single shot shotguns. And you get to say, hey, look at these conservatives. They hunt, so they must be conservatives. They love it here in this state. We're diverse. We have everything from BLM to duck hunters. So, see, this isn't like an intolerant place because we let conservatives live here. You're a pawn, my friend. When we come back from the break, we keep going and describing why Adams and many like him, argument is bunk. I'm going to eviscerate this guy.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Colorado ranchers and farmers produce the best and healthiest local meat you can buy, and they produce it in a way that is ethical and sustainable. Initiative 16, or the PAWS Act, would completely end meat production in Colorado, which means your local grocery stores would be selling more imported meat from foreign countries at the same price as local beef. Stand up for Colorado farmers and ranchers and decline to sign Initiative 16. Visit stoppaws.org to learn more. Stoppaws.org.
This is David Knight. It's great to be back weekday mornings at 9 a.m. on KHNC AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. Join me as I use free speech to free minds every weekday, 9 a.m.
Real, so listen up, y'all, because this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I am Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show, and we're talking about this notion that it's cowardly to abandon your blue state and move to a red state, and I'm systematically demolishing that notion because I'm moving from a blue state to a red state, and I really don't like it when people call me a coward family after trying for 28 years to fix my blue state, very actively trying to fix my blue state. Sometimes the ship is sinking and there's a lifeboat and you better get in it. What is it, cowardly to take a lifeboat? Take care of women and children first. Make sure they have it, they're safe. But an empty lifeboat, nobody else needs, sinking ship. Yeah, I'm getting in that. So we were talking about, and this guy Adam is just sort of emblematic. He's sort of like just a model of a bunch of other people out there that if you're considering relocating to a red state, and a lot of you are, that you're going to have to deal with this kind of jackalopery. Whoa, I invented another word. I try every week. And jackalopery is the essence or qualities of being a jackalope. So Adam, the jackalope, said to me, well, blank you for abandoning your state. And I've been going through why he's wrong. Okay, here's a question for you, Adam. Why are you so proud of Washington? And this applies to any blue state, applies to Colorado. What is it that's so amazingly awesome about the way things are in your blue state that you're going to go and tell people that they're cowards, basically, or tell them to blank themselves because it's abandoning the state? What is it that's so amazing? Okay, there's some really good fresh seafood. I grant you that. I'm not going to be able to go into my backyard, basically, and catch some salmon in Montana. But other than awesome seafood, I'm not really sure what is so great about this for a so-called conservative like yourself. Is it, you know, the drag queen story hour that's in Spokane? That's another thing, by the way, a variant of this is that, well, in eastern Washington, it's very conservative. It's a lot like the Front Range, right? It's a conservative part of a liberal, not a liberal state, of a blue state, right? So it's, oh, it's cool. Just live in the conservative part of a blue state and nothing can go wrong. Like Drag Queen Story Hour in Spokane, which is in eastern Washington. Adam, you may not know that. Geography may not have been your strong suit. Here's another little story. Shelby has taken a load of our stuff over to Montana. And the truck malfunctioned and wasn't working, and she had to get a tow truck in eastern Washington. Do you know what the tow truck in eastern Washington, land of freedom, because it's not Seattle apparently, you know what they said? It's 99 degrees and a mile and a half to the little hotel that they have to go stay in while the truck's getting fixed. The tow truck said, we can't give you guys a ride. This was Shelby and Joel, our 16-year-old son, because of COVID rules. So you need to walk a mile and a half. This happened 2 days ago, so this isn't some urban legend. You need to walk a mile and a half in 99-degree heat because we can't let you in the cab of our tow truck here in eastern Washington, where we're so conservative, because of what? Statewide COVID rules. Do you get the picture? If you are physically within the territory of a blue state rules apply to you, and blue state rules will smother you. And luckily, another tow truck came. It's a long story that doesn't matter here. Somebody cool who said, I don't care about your COVID rules, and went and gave him a ride. So it turned out okay. But the rule following from the tow truck company, one of them, was go ahead, women and children, walk in 99-degree heat a mile and a half because you can't ride in our air-conditioned cab. Because the governor says that, anyway, you get the picture. Here's another question, quite honestly, really guys like him. I don't know this Adam guy. I made that joke earlier. I don't know him from Adam, right? Why would any conservative listen to somebody who says very flippantly, well, don't abandon your state? Why would we listen to you? I mean, what is it? What are your conservative bona fides? What do you bring to the table credibility-wise why I should really consider what you have to say? You, in the case of Adam, again, he's just sort of a model of others out there. You're about 30 years old, and your life revolves around craft beer and motorcycles. What is it in your life experience that has given you so much wisdom to tell me and my wife and my son what it is that's going to make us happy? And you're obviously not a titan of conservative policy arguments because you don't have any, and because you're arguing that staying in a blue state is a terrific idea for conservatives. Why would anyone listen to you? Here's what's really going on with people like this who are saying, oh, you're a coward and you're abandoning your blue state. And I want to pause for a moment and remind everyone what I said at the beginning of the show, which is I completely understand that not everybody can pick up and go to a red state. There are family obligations. Sometimes people need another couple years of working for a public agency to vest into a pension. There might be a business that's not easy to just close down and reopen somewhere else. I get it. I understand it. But for guys like Adam, who are sort of just kind of boldly going and picking a fight with somebody online. I guess it's easy when it's just Facebook. And as I mentioned earlier, he took his post down because I think somebody told him the intellectual whooping that's coming, and it's coming on this show, by the way. Adam, hope you're listening. You're probably not. But that is this. Guys that make, men and women who make this argument, try to make you feel guilty about abandoning your blue state. You know why they're saying that? Because they're weak. They don't have the fortitude. Almost said a bad word. They don't have the fortitude to relocate themselves, to uproot their lives. It costs a lot of money to move. That's a factor too. To do all the tough stuff it takes to get out of a blue hellhole and go to a red state where you can actually prosper and be free. They're weak. They don't have the fortitude, the gumption to do what you're doing. They're a little bit jealous and they want you to feel guilty. They want you to feel like they're weak, pathetic wussiness is normal, and you're some kind of wacko for doing what's right for you and your family and for the country, by the way. The more concentrated blue states become and the more beefed up and plussed up red states become from this migration that's going on, the better it is, because it'll make things hurry along, if you know what I'm talking about. So this guy's too weak. He doesn't want the disruption to his craft beer and motorcycle comfy life. You know, and it's super easy to tell strangers on Facebook, blank you, because there are no consequences. So that's what's fueling this in my mind. Here's an analogy, and we'll end the part about this abandoning blue states and get into why it makes sense to relocate to a red state if you can. You know, and there's a lot of freeway construction in the Front Range. I know that going on right now. You know, when, you know, two-lane highway narrows down to one lane, they see the sign, it says like, you know, 1 mile ahead, you know, right lane closed, and everybody starts going into the left lane, right? So then the right lane is clear for a mile or so. And there's always that one guy, sometimes there's more than one guy, there's always at least one guy who races down the right lane, gets to the barrier a mile away, and then rather indignantly insists that you let him into the lane. That's what these guys are. They're ignoring everything else and then saying, well, hey, because when they come to red states, you know what we're going to say? We'll blank you for abandoning your blue state. Stick around, everybody.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, man, pass the bottle over. Take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine MyKind CBD products, just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
As you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I got a gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 Show, and we're talking about reasons to relocate to a red state. We've already covered how dumb it is to say that to people try and make you feel guilty, saying, oh, you're abandoning your blue state, stay here. And we've also covered the fact that not everybody can just pick up and move to a red state, and we respect that. So on to the topic at hand, red states, why to move there. And this is on Shelby and my mind a lot, because we are picking up stakes. It's extremely expensive, extremely disruptive, and we are picking up stakes and moving from Washington to Montana. So this is on our mind. We've been over to Montana several times, and we're moving in. We take loads over. We got a Montana driver's license and stuff, doing all those things. So we've been over there. So we can speak with some authority about what it's like in a red state and how different it is. First of all, number one reason to move to a red state and go through all the pain and misery of doing so is freedom. I know that sounds corny. I know that sounds vague and cliche, but it is most certainly not corny, vague, or cliche. You were born free, and that's not just some slogan. I want you to think about those four words. You were born free. You were not born a socialist. You were not born to wear masks that even Dr. Fauci says are ineffective. You were not born to pay high taxes. You were not born to have your kids indoctrinated against your will in government schools. You were not born to not be able to carry a firearm. There's a million examples. We could go on for hours. You were not born to live like life is in a blue state. You were born free, and you need to think about that and never forget that starting point. You were born free. The freedom in a red state, and I know this is going to sound weird, and I don't care, you can feel it. You can sense it. There's some sense that isn't one of the five, you know, senses, touch and smell and all that other stuff. There's a vibe, I guess maybe that's the word. I'm telling you what, and everyone I've talked to about this agrees with me and has felt the same thing, so I don't think it's just me. When we're driving from Washington, Montana, and we hit Idaho, exit 2, with this awesome truck stop that's got the restaurant we like and cheap gas. When you enter Idaho, which is a free state, you can feel it. People are different. People smile more. They're not wearing masks. They're not walking around with their heads down like they're in the middle of, you know, the intensive care unit like a lot of people in Washington do. You can feel it in the air. And then you start to notice things. No masks. People are open carrying. People have Trump flags. You just get it that it's different there, and it is powerful. It is. People throughout history have suffered a lot to be free. You think it was easy for the pilgrims to pick up stakes in England and all the persecution they were facing and just go on a little boat ride across the Atlantic? Where a bunch of them died, by the way, on the way over. And then once they got here, a bunch more died. It's not any, and then the ones that lived, you know, it's like 14, 15 hours a day of chopping wood and trying to survive. You think that was easy? No. Why did they come here? Because the benefits package was so awesome? Yeah, no. They came here for freedom. Look at East Germany, a more recent example, far more recent example. We've all seen it. People going through minefields and climbing walls with barbed wire and getting shot with machine guns. Why were they doing that? Was it because, like, the seafood was fresher in West Germany? Was it because they had better craft beers in West Germany? What made them climb that wall knowing there was a really good chance they were going to die? What made them do that? Oh, how about Cubans getting on rafts made of rickety plywood and inner tubes and going 90 miles in shark-infested water, hoping to hit the U.S.? If those people can do that kind of sacrifice, make that kind of sacrifice, I think you can spend more than you should on a U-Haul van to get to a red state. I don't think that's asking much. By the way, the U-Haul thing, there's a story. This is anecdotal. And you need to know about the migration. Yes, migration, a word I picked after thinking about it a long time, because migration is bigger than a couple people moving. Migration means hordes of people. A U-Haul truck, 26-foot truck, that we looked at to go from Western Washington to drop off in Western Montana, $9,000. Why is that? Because everybody's moving to Montana from the blue states, and they have a bunch of trucks in Montana, and they don't have many in the blue states. If we pick up that same truck in Spokane and then drop it off in Western Washington, basically we move a truck for them, $700. Ladies and gentlemen, why would U-Haul basically give us $8,300 to move a truck for them if there wasn't a migration going on? Exactly. There is a migration going on. Anyway, here's another reason to move to a red state. In a blue state, you're a tax slave. I don't throw those words out lightly. I don't like the word slave, by the way. It has a lot of connotations that are pretty unpleasant in American history. You are a tax slave. You exist. The liberals let you exist. They let you have your weekend barbecues. They let you live your life because you produce money for them. That's all you are to them. You don't consume a lot of tax money, but you sure produce a lot. Net, you are a tax slave. And how does that make you feel? You work really, really hard to give money to liberal governments to then go spend on the absolute madness and nonsense they're spending it on. How does that make you feel? Not so in a red state. Taxes are lower, and they spend money by and large. Yes, there's still dumb stuff in red states because it's usually federally mandated. They don't spend money on dumb stuff. Don't be a tax slave. Get to a red state. And when we come back, we're going to have some closing thoughts on all of this that I think you're going to want to stick around for.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Dennis Prager here, reminding you to join me weeknights for conversation about today's burning issues, the ones that sometimes keep you up at night, so you can listen to me. Dennis Prager, weeknights 9 to midnight on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 KHNC.
Here
is a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And we can indeed not worry and be happy right here on the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate, the Prepping 2.0 show, heard Saturdays here on KHNC. You can also go to our website and get all the old shows, the archives, listen anytime you want. And that website is prepping2-0.com. How is this positive after I've just eviscerated our little friend Adam? I'll tell you how it's positive. One simple sentence. Are you ready? Red states exist. Red states exist. That's what's positive about this. There's a place to go. That's better. That isn't always the case. Most of humanity has suffered helplessly because they can't go anywhere, and we can go somewhere. Now, it's not easy to go there. It's not as hard as the Pilgrims or the East Germans had it, but still, there's a place to go. Why go there? What's so great about red states? Well, I mentioned a couple. One is freedom, and the other one is not being a tax slave, but here's some more. These are very serious, and I've experienced this, I've observed this in the red state that we're relocating to. You can have a prosperous business or prosperous job in these places. Economically, they're booming. Not only are they booming, they are having the kind of economic growth that's like real and serious. It's not, quote, economic growth because a lot of stimulus checks got sent there and there's a sudden burst of spending. Well, no, duh. Leads to inflation. Real people actually get up and work. It's unbelievable the vibes you get. You know, it's like 7 o'clock and all these people are heading to work and they got their coffee and everything. And then you go to Seattle and everybody's got a needle in their arm and their hand out for some kind of benefit of some kind. You can have a prosperous business, or if you have a job, you're going to be working for more stable companies in red states. Open schools. This is a big deal. The blue states are not going to fully open their schools, maybe forever. I don't even know. Even with all of the COVID stuff debunked and all that other stuff, and like 25 states, almost entirely all red states, by the way, opening up schools and doing all the normal stuff, the red states are not. Oregon's governor has said mask mandates are going to be, quote, permanent. Okay? That's a big deal if you have kids, having real schools. And that's government schools, I know. If you homeschool, it's less of a thing. But kids need the socialization, and having closed schools is a terrible, terrible thing. It's done some damage to our son, and we're not happy about it. Here's another great reason to be in a red state, and a positive thing, because red states exist. You're no longer socially isolated. I know what it's like to basically not have a ton of friends because everybody around me is a liberal. It's the opposite in a red state. You fit in. You're not one of those misfit toys. Remember that from the Rudolph and reindeer thing? You can actually hang out with normal people who don't think you're weird. That's kind of a big deal, isn't it? It's kind of, and you know what's weird? After you've been shunned and isolated because you're a conservative for so long in a blue state, it's weird how much you appreciate being like normal and being able to hang out with normal people. You didn't know how much you missed it until you get it back. And where do you get it back? You get it back in a red state. Here's a thought for you, perhaps a closing thought. We shall see. No one has ever said, I wish I didn't relocate. I've talked to hundreds of people who have relocated. None of them have ever said, boy, that was a mistake. Think about the wisdom in that. So that's your positivity to end on for this show, for this week. Red states exist. Utilize it. Take advantage of it. Get out of blue states. You'd be glad you did. Thank you so much for the honor of listening to me for an hour. It's tremendous and much appreciated. Have a great weekend, everybody. Glenn Tate, signing off. Beer between my knees, staring at my rear view, rolling through the pine trees, deer tracks in the dirt, good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com
and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The Denver Nuggets are moving on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. They eliminated the Trailblazers last night in Game 6 in Portland with a 126-115 win behind 36 points from MVP candidate Nikola Jokic. They'll face the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference semifinals. That series will begin on Monday night. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office is searching for an inmate who escaped last night from the Colorado Plains Medical Center. Chaz Jesse Gilbert Contreras, age 29, was last seen running south on Grant Street from the hospital's emergency department after escaping wearing his orange jail uniform. Contreras was being held on multiple charges, including burglary, vehicular eluding, criminal mischief, theft, driving under suspension, and leaving the scene of an accident. The state's plan to pay people to get back to work has attracted the interest and action of thousands of Coloradans so far.
The state labor department says nearly 5,500 people have filed new claims under the Jumpstart program as of Tuesday. The state created it to pay unemployed Coloradans who get and then keep a new job. So far, nothing's been paid. The first payment goes out after folks are back at it for 4 weeks, then the second half after 8 weeks of work. Those who jumped into Jumpstart before the 29th of May will pick up a total of $1,600, but if you get that job between now and June 26th, you still get an extra $1,200. I'm Jim Williams.
A plan costing more than $5 billion to get Colorado's infrastructure on track is headed to Governor Jared Polis's desk. That bill includes a lot of fees being assessed to Coloradans, which some say skirt closely along the confines of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which prohibits new taxes without taxpayer approval. They'll add 27 cents to every food delivery. A 2-cent gas tax will take effect next year and increase by a penny every year until 2030. Uber and Lyft will also have a new fee of up to 30 cents per trip. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're in it for you, creating custom loans designed around your goals. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered. No pressure and no upfront or hidden fees. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Room to breathe, new mountains to explore, tucked away hot springs to discover is all waiting for you in Carbon County, Wyoming. Embark on a new Rocky Mountain adventure in the Old West. With recreation, relaxation, and room to roam, Carbon County, Wyoming offers a respite from routine as well as a reinvigoration of the spirit. Find all the ways to get your West on at WyomingCarbonCounty.com, plus lodging, events, and safe travel tips. Carbon County, Wyoming. Get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because of the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea's going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had 2 months to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get our machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, Calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water, cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking the tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. 88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dehebo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin. And in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and you had a throbbing like in a cartoons, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea, at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes.
but you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain. Kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take two a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor. They get some more antibiotics. And in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at tahiboteaclub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic,
you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals. Everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really liked the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew the dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her chihuahua, and her chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about chihuahuas. We have a Siberian husky. So I said, you know, did chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I said, well, no, I don't know anything about chihuahuas. She said, well, she says, you've never seen me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold it in his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and antiparasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea, because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? So, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years, and he was receiving a radiofrequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing to left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy, because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tejibo Tea, or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information at on our website, www.tejiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tejibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tejiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call, because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own product from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tejibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in 1 pound packages. A 1 pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And, of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen, and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, you know, he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere. And you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, you know, he says, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says, well, he says, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer,
and my PSA level was 1,200. So now I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas. So I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada, calls up, and he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2,100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as, you know, God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DehebotiClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DehebotiClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer. And now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea. Once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed. And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2-2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best. But unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, the informational booklets that you include whatever you order. I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course. She says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word T, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Tahibo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Paudarco bark to make Tahibo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Tahibo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Paudi Arco Tahibo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You'll only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes, I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Tahibo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Tahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Tahibo Tea. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo Tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard.
kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run! And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The Alex Jones Show, right here on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show, right here on KHNC.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's June 4th. On this live Friday worldwide broadcast. And the Pentagon has released its much-hyped report on UFOs and all of these hypersonic craft that are doing 14, 15, 20 G turns and flying at 5,000 miles an hour. Government finds no evidence of alien spacecraft, but doesn't rule it out and says they don't know what it is. I told you that was what was coming next. UFOs must be seriously investigated, and Pentagon's report is just the first step, says Senator Marco Rubio. We're going to be talking about that today in the third hour, and we have a special guest joining us then as well. Chris Sky pops in with a report in the second hour for a segment or two with an update on the ongoing lockdowns in Canada that are so important because it's a beta test for the rest of the world in the UN's own words. So that's a war game going on up there with those poor tens of millions of people being captives. So that's coming up. There has been a flotilla of mainstream corporate articles saying don't have children, humans are evil, get rid of all the humans. So they've gotten very public about their depopulation plan. The mask has slid almost completely off, and it is truly disgusting. We're going to be laying all of that out today and how it integrates and dovetails in with the big story. The Fauci project manager, who published